Today's guest on a Bitcoin.com news podcast is the founder of Tron, Justin Sun. Here is an advisor for HTX. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
So let's get started with the topic that been on everyone's mind for the past 2 weeks, or should I say 2 months already, which is the ETF approval in the US. How do you see the impact of this development on the crypto ecosystem in 2024?
Yes, definitely. I believe the ETF approval is definitely a very positive impact on crypto world in 2024. And I think this is a fabulous start of the year. We see ETF, I believe, really increase the legitimacy of Bitcoin and the overall crypto markets. And also, I believe this, because the whole year of 2023 has been like bearish market and there's lots of regulatory bad news. But I believe in the first quarter of the Bitcoin ETF really give everybody confidence to get into crypto industry again.
So you think we'll see more retail trading or more institutionals coming into the sphere?
Yes, definitely. I think first of all, ETF really provide a kind of the certainty, right? Not only for institution investor, but also for retail investor. Because there is lots of like FUD for like crypto in like 2023, so lots of people doubted about cryptocurrency. So that's why I think ETF, not only right, ETF bring lots of the money inflow into our industry, but most importantly is to provide this kind of the regulatory certainty so everybody can feel comfortable to get in. From our data on like HTX, like all our ecosystem data, we see massive like retail investor get into either crypto exchange or our protocol. And also you can see USDT on Tron increase dramatically. I think most of the reason is because of like generally speaking, ETF in United States provide this kind of the certainty for people to get in our industry. So that's why also for 2024, myself, I'm quite optimistic about the rebound of crypto this year in general. And the volume, regulatory progress, like everything, I think right now is in a positive sign.
That's good to hear that you're optimistic. We need that.
Yes.
I guess the halving also is another event people are going to, you know, hope it's going to give us a nice, you know, bump to the market.
Exactly.
Cool. Another topic that we wanted to discuss with you is the issue of decentralized exchanges versus centralized exchanges. What do you think about this topic? How do you see the industry moving?
Yes, I believe the exchange itself is definitely moved towards a decentralized way. So basically, I think the answer is very clear. Only decentralization can align with our original intention of the blockchain industry, and also the endpoint of the blockchain industry, right? So we want like everything to be decentralized. Right now, if we see the exchange, we can see like decentralized exchange. When you refer to decentralized exchange, I think it's more like Uniswap, like PancakeSwap, like Sun.io, you know, like all the different, all the decentralized exchanges. And if you talk about like centralized exchange, you are talking about like Binance, OKX, and HTX, and all different cryptocurrency exchange in the world. But here, I want to emphasize, actually, If you want to create a centralized exchange, right, which is like a Binance exchange, you can also running it in a decentralized way. I think that's something we have started like in late 2022. So like basically, I think 15 months ago, like when FTX first like collapsed, everybody start to realize actually a decentralized audit for centralized exchange order book and also their reserve balance is extremely important, because FTX has misused users' funds for $15 billion. So that's why I think started like 15 months ago, we start to see like Binance, like OKX, HTX, all the major exchanges in the world has basically has the proof of reserve of their funds. Which is a very extremely is a extremely important transparent way for people to see their balance actually in the exchange account and have this kind of the information disclosure is everything. So I think the second step is we need to operate exchange in a decentralized way as well. Not only the information transparency, proof of reserve, and actually we can see the centralized exchange start to run the exchange in a decentralized and democratic way. For example, right, that's also something like HTX right now is advocate. We have HTX DAO, so every HTX DAO will select its representative, so they can get involved of the exchange operation, and they can see how the exchange operates, and also if like anything community needs, they can basically communicate with the representative, which get elected by the HTX DAO to understand like how HTX operates and which token HTX is gonna list it, and also how exchange operates, right? To make sure the whole operation is under the monitor of community and operate in a transparent way, which I think can make everybody comfortable to put their funds into the exchange. Because right now, if you are basically, right, to get into lots of exchanges, it's kind of like those exchanges are black box, right? The information itself, what happened in the exchange, it's not like disclosed to the public. And also at the same time, there is no like community members getting involved into the exchange operation. So that's why I believe for this year, like 2024, and even in the future, I believe more and more even centralized exchange will operate in a decentralized way with a DAO operates and with lots of community members get involved. So basically, just like Bitcoin, right? Everybody comfortable in get into Bitcoin is because like for Bitcoin, everything is transparent. Everything is there. Like everyone can verify. You don't need to trust anyone at all. So that's... I believe this is like the whole point why we create crypto in the first place. While, you know, at the same time, centralized crypto exchange is black box, right? For the FTX incident, I think it's a great proof. If we don't have those information available to the public, it's going to create like disaster for everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's good to see that at least one good thing came out of FTX, which is a push for greater transparency by the industry.
Exactly.
Okay, so you started explaining to us about the HTX DAO. Can you tell us more about it? And also, what are the benefits from the exchange point of view, right? Obviously, for the for the users, that's great to have transparency, but what are the benefits to the platform itself?
Yes. I think for the platform itself, it's very obvious, right? So we need transparency and run the exchange in a democratic way to give users confidence. Their funds is 100% safe with the exchange. And also, at the same time, the exchange, there is no secret or like black box operation of those exchange. So like everybody can feel comfortable. The exchange is operating in a good way. For example, like even a compliance exchange like Coinbase today, right? People is saying there is lots of like listing manager, like from wrong community, right? So if Coinbase is going to list a token, somebody going to buy the token before listing, or, you know, we can see, even like for like Coinbase, we can see like, DOJ, like even investigate, Coinbase about, this kind of the listing, disclosement, right? And also for like Coinbase, like safety is the same issue, a centralized exchange can get hacked, which, you know, is also very dangerous. So, so for all these kind of the reasons, we believe transparent disclosement and the run the exchange in a democratic way is very important for the customer itself. And if the exchange wants to run smoothly in the long term, we need decentralization. So that's also why the reason we started HTX DAO in the first place, because we really want everybody to get involved, especially HTX users and HTX DAO members. Everybody care about HTX can get involved with the HTX operation, right? So the community representative will have the visibility of like how exchange running, how exchange do risk control. Basically, I believe lots of the things we can provide to the community representatives to make sure they are comfortable with the operation of the exchange and to make sure all the customer funds are safe. They don't need to they don't need to trust about myself, trust about the HTX team. They can only trust about the information we provide to them, right? And lots of like merger tree, proof of funds. And we can discover lots of the way to make sure like everybody can feel comfortable, right? The funds is safe, exchange is running in a profitable way, and everybody get benefits from the development of the cryptocurrency. So even, I mean, running community or running a DAO in a democratic way probably means sometimes we are slow, right? But I believe this kind of the certainty and the safety is everybody needs today in our industry.
For sure, safety is a big deal for everyone right now, you know, post FTX and before that. So you mentioned the role of the community. Can you tell us how, if that's already been decided, how does one become a community representative in the DAO?
Yes, definitely. First of all, HTX DAO will form the HTX Senate. The people's representatives in the Senate can actively debate the future of FTX and also give feedback to the community expectations, making HTX a real people's exchange. And we will have this kind of the representative election in a certain period of time. So everyone wants to become a representative on HTX exchange. They can just visit htx.com to nominate themselves, right? as the representative of FTX DAO community members. And also, of course, for the elected representative, you need to have the support of the community members, right? So we will have this kind of election. So all the different community members, they can vote with their FTX tokens. So basically, everybody get the most of the votes can become the representative. And for the all the discussion and the debates of the representative will be publicly online on YouTube, lots of platforms. So also on htx.com. So everybody can check on like all the news, like what people is debating, everything, right? I think that's the first thing. And the second thing, right now, HTX is also holding a prime vote listing. So like all the community projects, if they want to get listed on HTX, they can nominate themselves and we will hold on the exchange an election, right? So the projects winning most of the HTX votes and winning the election will get listed on the HTX exchange. And also for in the future for other exchange platform listing, right? So for the HTX representative, can feel free to bring up those ideas, like which project they believe, right, we should list it. They can definitely point that out. And we will have like a public debate, like discussion. People can debate on the pro and the cons of the listing itself. And then we will have a vote for the committee itself to participate eventually. And also for, because right now, right, there's impossible for you to talk with the Binance or Coinbase management team. But for HTX, we will have an open day, like a town hall for the community, HTX community, and our exchange. We will select executives in the exchange to participate in the town hall and answer like community questions and what they believe can benefit our exchange the most.
That sounds very exciting. A brand new way to govern a company.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of a combination between, you know, DAOs that we've seen in the past and more I'd say a U.S. election style system.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And also, I believe this kind of the democratic way also can really boost the information transparency, right? Because for the exchange operator itself, they don't like really know like what kind of the information customer or community needs to make them comfortable. Right, the exchange is safe, like everything. But I think once the exchange and the community, HTX DAO community representative can basically inform those information, right? So people can really understand like what kind of information they need. And we will upload those information onto the exchange to make this available for the public.
And can you explain the role of the tokens, the HTX tokens in this process and the voluntary conversion?
Exactly, no problem. So first of all, HT token is also one of the most important token before in the HTX ecosystem. So we will provide a voluntary conversion of the HTX of the HT token to the HTX DAO tokens. And also, of course, a portion of the HTX token will be ready for the voluntary conversion from HT tokens. And all the HT tokens in different blockchain, Quant blockchain, Ethereum blockchain, and also Hackle blockchain, as long as the exchange we has passed security review. We will initiate the conversion from the HT token to the HTX DAO token. So far, actually, I think the process has been very smooth. Right now, a total of 40 million of the HTX, 40 million of the HT token has been converted to HTX token. And also, as a part of the HTX DAO launch, we also, HTX Exchange also has burned 40 million of all the HTX token owned by the HTX team. Thanks.
And can you explain how will the tokens play a role in the election of the DAO? Like, would person that have some amount can vote, or do you need a minimum amount, or you can vote as many as the tokens that you have?
Yes, sure. So for HTX tokens, right, this is the center of the governance token of the HTX DAO. So for the representative, is elected by the HTX token holders, and also for the loss of decision made by the exchange, it's also HTX DAO members. For example, right, so for the HTX Senate, we will have this kind of election in different period of time. And also for the prime list of HTX exchange tokens, we will also have this kind of the vote. So for anyone, you can just come to the HTX.com to participate in the votes. And also, of course, for the community feedback and their ideas, they can also get voted on the temperature test on our governance platform. So which the HTX management team will reply those messages based on the priority. And the priority also, of course, is decided by how much vote has been sponsored those feedback. So that's why I believe HTX DAO is HTX token is very important if you want to really participate in the HTX governance. And that's the first part. And also, HTX token is also provide a central role in the HTX DAO ecosystem. So today, recently, has been lots of the people has been participate in the HTX DAO governance, such as HTX Exchange, Poloniex Exchange, Tron, Spark Capital, 77 Capital. There's lots of community members. I remember today has been more than 20 KOLs and the institution investors and the participant has been participate in the HTX DAO. So every participants, they will voluntarily contribute a certain amount of the revenue of the platform into the HTX DAO. For example, HTX exchange voluntarily contribute around 50% of the exchange revenue to the HTX DAO. And Quang ecosystem is committed to contribute around 20% of the revenue compared to the HTX revenue to into the HTX DAO. And all the HTX DAO revenues will be added into the decentralized exchange as a source of revenue into the HTX DAO, and the LP token generated by the decentralized exchange will be sent to the zero addresses which basically means the LP token has been destroyed in every quarter. So which I believe provide a very good liquidity for the HTS token itself.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you think that you know, our listeners should know about HTX DAO and the change that we haven't asked so far?
Yes, sure. I want to add something. So first of all, I'm super excited about the launch of HTX DAO because I believe this is the first time in the world we are starting to operate a crypto exchange in a decentralized way, which I believe is the future of all the crypto exchange in the world. If we can start it to operate HTX in a decentralized way, I believe eventually in the future, we will have a chance to even running like Binance, like Coinbase, those very big players in our industry in a decentralized way.
That'd be very interesting to see.
Yes, thank you.
I want to thank you so much, Justin, for taking the time and coming to share with us, you know, about the new exchange. And we'll keep an eye on it for sure. It sounds like a very interesting set of developments going on.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Follow us for more interviews with the most interesting leaders, founders, and investors in the fields of cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, NFTs, and the metaverse.